It's Carlina on Nova 103.5. We're going to go across borders into the male brain with conversations with real guys going into emotions, funny moments and serious topics all thrown together. And these conversations are real, authentic and nothing is scripted.
And now let's go inside the male brain. Getting inside a man's head.
Is there anything in there?
Okay, so, do you prefer a partner who loves the same things or someone who has completely different interests?
Firstly, I need a partner. That's it. That's all I have.
Ian didn't know why deep.
I think I'm going to go with same interests, but can I take it one step further and say same values? Because I've dated people who might have very different interests in me. It turns out their values are different. And the older I get, the more I realize that shared values mean that I'm far more settled in a relationship than when I don't share values with people.
No, it's by far.
Yeah,
I agree.
Things like family, is family important? Is time spent together important? Is stuff like religion, gee, don't get me started on that. All of those things are very important. If you don't have the similar values, I reckon you might as well toss that relationship out the window.
And yeah, honey?
I'm battling with dating overall. I'm going to tell you why, and this is going to come across as arrogant, perhaps. But the last couple of dates I've been on, all we talk about is radio. You know, it's not Heinrich. It's a guy from the radio they want to date. And then it's just a total turn off, and that's it. That's why I stopped by dating, actually. So I'm waiting for that Russian girl who doesn't understand Afrikaans.
Da.
I reckon if you master the art of talking to somebody else by asking them questions, they walk away from the date going, oh, that person's so interesting, because all they did was spend the time talking about themselves, and they go, they're so nice. Mm. It's like such a trick.
Is that your trick?
Yeah, if you can get people to talk about themselves for 80% of a date, they're going to walk away going, I mean, majority of the time, I think they're going to walk away going, gee, that's such a nice person. They're really so nice, and they won't know why. It's because they spoke about them. People love talking about themselves.
Mm-mm, doesn't work with me.
Why?
Doesn't work with me. You know why? Because I think that guy ends up walking away feeling like he's been interrogated.
Yeah, but you are intimidating.
Question after question after question. Because I don't like talking. I'm not intimidating. If someone feels intimidated by me, that's a difference. But I'm not intimidating.
Yeah, I'll get to know you. Get to know the real Carleen. She's not that monster.
Mm. Well, there's a fun game. Let's play Let's Get to Know Carleen.
Okay, I'll play.
No, but you get my point. I don't know if you've experienced that. And it's like being on a couple of dates and all we talk about is radio. And how's that guy? How's that person? And then it's just a total turn off. And I want to know about you, the person sitting opposite me. I want to get to know you first. So dating is difficult for me. I'm just going to leave it at that. Anyway.
Has that happened to you, Ian? I'm sure that's happened to you a lot.
Yeah, not really.
Nah.
No, I was on radio in South Africa many years ago.
Look at you.
Yeah.
So you date in other countries?
Sure.
Off to the USSR.
Russian import brand.
Vladimir.
Patrushka. That's Ian F. in Johannesburg and Heinrich De Plooy in Cape Town answering my male brain questions. Their answers are real, authentic, and nothing is scripted.